Thank you, Miss Becky. And I've always wondered if the sheep that are by your house was the same flock of sheep that would come behind my house in French Valley. We loved when the sheep came by. Guess that's the suburban girl in me that was enjoying the rural time. But we come into our time in our service where we lift of our joys and concerns. And the first is the joy of the ministry of our church. And you might be thinking, Pastor, why in the world are you carrying a pizza box? Because this is a pizza box. It has no pizza in it. I'm sorry, tech crew, I didn't bring lunch today. Boo. Maybe next week. But I am letting you know that Miss Becky and I this week are going to be getting ready 50 of these pizza boxes. And what are they going to be? Not a tasty treat to fill you up one time, but it will be an Advent blessing for the whole church family. Within these pizza boxes will be our Advent journey for 2021, virtual and at-home style. There will be Sunday devotions for lighting your own Advent candle wreath at home, Advent candles included, which will include scripture, prayer, litany, and even a CD with a worship song for each week. It will have daily devotions for you to read, and then it will have our weekly lessons that we will do by Zoom on Wednesday evenings, intergenerational style. So that means children through adults. Children, you're going to inspire the adults to have a little bit more fun and creative as they look in the Bible. And adults, you're going to help mentor kids in conversation and brainstorming and critical thinking about our faith. We will have fun. We will grow with one another, and we will grow with God. And so next Sunday, come to Drive In Communion and make sure to pick up your Advent kit. One for every household in the church. If you cannot make it to Drive-In Communion, they will be available on my porch for pickup and through the church office. That study will begin on Wednesday, December 2nd, I believe that it is, the first Wednesday of December. And so exciting things coming to Torrance First. Make sure you pick that up. The second thing that I wanted to announce is that we do have a table service tonight, and our guest for this week, as we celebrate Veterans Day on Wednesday, is our very own Opal Ward, who sat down to talk with me before she headed out for her first Air Force station in Japan. And so we will be honoring our veterans, hearing about April Opal's journey to follow her call into the Air Force, her time in boot camp and training, and to hear about where she is going and the career that she is pursuing. And so that will be on Facebook and YouTube, posted by 5 o'clock this evening. So make sure you tune into that and through it to give thanks for the veterans that we have in our church, in our lives, and have gone before us. And so for the ministry of our church and all the ways that God moves in and through it, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And in our prayers, we have a few that have been lifted today. First of all, Kurt Lazo would like to lift up his father, Pablo Lazo, who yesterday was taken to the emergency room at Torrance Memorial after fainting. Kurt let me know this morning, updated me this morning, that Dad is doing well. They did keep him overnight for observation, but he is in good spirits. And so for Pablo Lazo, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And the Lazo family would like to lift Mama Gail up for a very happy birthday tomorrow and blessings of health for a new year. And so, Gail, happy birthday, and may God pour out blessings upon you in this new year of life. And help in handling all those kiddos, Miss Gail. Ray Austria would like to lift up his co-worker's sister, Erlinda Hawkins, for healing and recovery. She was down for 15 minutes without oxygen and is currently on life support. And so for Erlinda and her family, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We continue to lift up prayers for our brother Bien Terosa, who the good news is was moved from ICU into a regular room, so he is improving, but we ask for continued healing of God for Bien to get enough strength and health to be able to return home. And so for brother Bien, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Doug Ward had his total gastrectomy surgery on Wednesday, which went well, and he is continuing his recovery at the hospital. And so we give thanks for a successful surgery, and now we pray through the healing and the adjustment to a new life without a stomach for brother Doug. And so for Doug Ward and the journey ahead of him, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And finally, Sherry Pulley would like to lift up her niece Amanda's mother-in-law, Linda Galindo, who is undergoing surgery on Wednesday for colon cancer. And so for Linda and the surgeons who will operate upon her, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And with that, I invite us to go to God in prayer this morning. O Lord, our shepherding God, come close to us now. Come near us in our time of need. Shepherding God, we need you in our time of anxiety. We need you in our time of economic uncertainty. We need you in a time of globe-trotting disease. We need you to bind our wounds and to pour your healing ointment on our heads. We need the briars and the brambles and the burrs pulled out from our fleece and skin. Shepherding God, you guide us with your voice. Help us to listen and follow no matter where your voice leads. Help us to trust you. Shepherding God, protect us from the hired hands that do not really care for us and have neglected or abused us in the past. Shepherding God, thank you for your Son who laid down his life for those who follow him and for those who are not in the fold yet. Lord, we pray for those who don't know the shepherd, whose life circumstance kept them from knowing the good shepherd. We pray that by our actions, our behavior, and our reaching out into the community, that they may come to know you. Shepherding God, renew us, guide us with your love, and renew us with your peace. Amen. And now as we prepare for our offering this morning, we give thanks for all of those who were able and blessed by the Lord to be able to turn in a pledge card for our 2021 budget. I will let you know it is absolutely not too late to get a pledge card in to be able to give a commitment to God and the church for the ministry that we will be doing next month or next year, a year that we have great hope for. But before we move into our offering, I invite us to dedicate our pledges, and I let you know our pledges are in the very trustworthy, capable, and wonderful hands of our financial secretary, Sue Scher. And so as we do so much virtually and digitally this morning, we virtually and digitally send our hands out upon those pledges as we pray this morning. So will you pray with me? Gracious and loving God, giver of all that is good and true and beautiful and life-giving. These cards represent our sweat. They represent our lives. They represent our dreams. The pledges which we will make on them are but tokens of the awesome gifts that have been given to us and they are pledged in thanksgiving for all we have received, for all we have been inspired to be, for all we are challenged to become in this place. May they be the first fruits of all we have and not what we have left over, so that we may live out as closely as possible how you give to us. May we see them as our offering to you, sacred, holy, yet earthly, filled with possibilities. May we hold this image in our hearts and minds, so as we watch our offering each week come to your table, we can see our very selves being part of this offering. It is us on the table, living sacrifices to you. Amen. And with that, our invitation to the offering. As the shepherd cares for us, providing all that we need in abundance, the shepherd calls us to love one another in truth and action. May our gifts reflect our trust in the shepherd's care, and may our offerings show our willingness to love one another.